when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Well, if that swinging brass of Herb Alpert and his Tijuana group doesn't get you swinging on a Sunday afternoon, I don't know what will. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM WLIW, Long Island's own signature one-of-a-kind NPR station. And we're coming to you at the end of August, and every year, at least for the last, I don't know, 6-7 years, I've done a special August show about film music, about soundtrack music, and the amazing composers who in many ways also played a little bit with the Broadway stage. And this is music I love. I hope you love it too. It's certainly theatrical, and I think it certainly fits in terms of our mission. Well, in the 1960s, which we're going to cover today, I would say the four giants were each not only amazing in their Hollywood composing technique, but they also each tried a Broadway show or one or two in the course of their careers, or certainly flirted with show music. And they all have B as their final initial. So today we'll look at Elmer Bernstein, Burt Bacharach, John Barry, and Richard Rodney Bennett, the four great B's of soundtrack music of the 1960s. Well, Elmer Bernstein, not Stein, Elmer Bernstein, was a classically trained musician. He wound up going to the Hollywood studio and doing some of the dance arrangements for the film of Oklahoma, and stepped in to replace the composer for the film of the Ten Commandments, and that gave him his big start. And he wound up doing a tremendous number of major, major motion picture soundtracks. Let's hear the one that got him started, at least from my point of view, which is the title track to Sweet Smell of Success, one of my favorite films.
Thank you.
Well, that was Elmer Bernstein's theme to the Magnificent Seven from 1960. And if any theme ever written for the motion pictures sounds like a theme for the motion pictures, it is that one. What a great, 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 great theme. It's used, I think, for Marlboro cigarettes for a while. But Bernstein, who is known as Bernstein West, as opposed to Leonard Bernstein East, Bernstein East West, did try a couple of musicals. In 1967, Carolyn Lee, that great lyricist, asked him to collaborate on a show called How Now, Dow Jones, a stock market spoof. It didn't last very long, but this song became a bit of a hit, and it's recorded by Marilyn May.
Step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. Here's where we separate the notes from the noise, the men from the boys, the rose from the poison ivy back in the bunch. I came up with a hunch, this was an up and Adam day. It's one of those spells where you hear bells, and your horoscope tells you to say, will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Here's where we separate the duck from the quack, the ace from the pack, the pip from the Macintoshes back in the group. I came up with a scoop, this was the time to rise and say, I've got in my eye such a jubilant sky that the 4th of July will look gray. Will everyone here kindly step to the
We turn now to Burt Bacharach. Burt Bacharach, one of the most important composers of the 1960s. We heard his theme to Casino Royale at the top of the show, the James Bond movie from 1967. And he was just churning out pop hits with Hal David, his lyricist partner, all through the 1960s. I think his first soundtrack was for The Blob, a science fiction movie in the 1950s, but he was the go-to guy. And it wasn't long before he was brought to Broadway, and he sort of didn't kind of want to do it, except Neil Simon was writing the book to Promises, Promises, and Bacharach had written the soundtrack to After the Fox, a movie with Peter Sellers that Simon had written the screenplay to. So he had his arm twisted, and he came up in 1968 with one of the most original scores ever for a Broadway musical, lyrics with Hal David. I'm going to play a selection which used his pit singers. He was the first person to put singers as part of the orchestration in the pit. It's kind of fun. It's called Grapes of Wrath, and it is about a singles bar on the West Side.
Thank you.
Well, did any composer have the run of hits that Burt Bacharach did in the late 1960s? We heard Casino Royale. We heard his hit Broadway musical from 68, Promises, Promises. And now we'll go to this 1969 score to Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which I just saw on an airplane a couple of weeks ago. And it's magnificent. And it's so different because the movie is so different. It's obviously a contemporary take on a Western. And here is a sequence that was done all through montage by George Roy Hill about Butch and Sundance and Etta going to New York City called The Old Fun City. Burt Bacharach.
Falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling,
I just did need some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
That was the theme song from Butch Cassidy. It made it to number one. BJ Thomas. Robert Redford wanted it cut from the movie. He thought it was incredibly stupid until he saw how people reacted in a movie studio. Well, that is Burt Bacharach. Our next Titanic B is John Barry. We've already devoted a show or two or three to his work. He's just monumental, in my opinion. And of course, he was a jazz musician from England who turned in the early 1960s to the James Bond movies, among other things like Born Free and Robin and Marion. And if you want to know what great soundtrack music composing sounds like, here is On Her Majesty's Secret Service, courtesy of John Barry.
Thank you. on the dime in the world. Diamond up for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind us. We have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love.
That, of course, was Louis Armstrong, and that was a theme song from On Her Majesty's Secret Service. It was reprised in No Time to Die rather poignantly. Knock My Socks Off. Lyrics by Hal David, Burt Bacharach's a collaborator, but music by John Barry. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM. And this is our August tribute to film composers. And I want to thank my friends Stephen C. Smith and John Burlingham and Will Friedwald and Eric Comstock for contributing some thoughts and ideas to this broadcast. We'll have them in person next time. Here are two attempts that John Barry made to be in the theatrical stage. The first was Lolita, My Love, book and lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, a musical version of Lolita, which sadly never made it to town. Here is the demo version, and then we'll hear a very successful musical he had on the London stage. But first, from Lolita, My Love, music, John Barry.
How far is it to the next town from this town? Where hopes end, how long is it to the next town? From far out at rope's end, how far till it's all behind me? To brand new highways that don't remind me. How long till the longing dwindles and hope awakens and light rekindles? How far is it to the next town? A long way, how can I get to the next town and not take the wrong way. How far without getting lost, without a warmth around me, my arms about her. How long will the road be winding? The dark too dark and the pain too blinding. How far is it to the next town? Too far.
In a perfect world, I would wave my hand, and everyone would understand the things that make me me. In a perfect world, I would wave my hand and have three girls at my command, and this is how they'd be.
Well, John Barry finally got the brass ring or the gold ring with Billy, a musical starring Michael Crawford from 1974 in England. Lyrics by Don Black. I think you hear Elaine Page as one of the lovely trio in that show. Richard Rodney Bennett is our final B. This was a man, this is a composer who could do weird, wonderful classical music, amazing soundtracks, and he was a huge jazz and American pop aficionado. He loved Rodgers and Hart. He loved the Gershwins. I had the privilege of working with him briefly and interviewing him for a Richard Rodgers documentary, and he would just sit down and play the score to Babes in Arms from memory. Here is a song he wrote, which I just think is incredibly charming, sung by Pinky Winters.
Bed early to rise.
eyes. I greet the dawn when I open my eyes. Fresh as a daisy, as somebody said. How do? I'm early to bed. Early to bed, up with the lark. Out on a spree, but I'm home before dark. You can go disco and paint the town red. I'll take a rain check, I'm early to bed. Used to bunny hop and boogie, cha-cha and Charleston, shimmy and shake with the best. Used to turkey trot and tango, merengue and mambo, but now I need my rest. So it's early to bed, early to rise. I can't hang out with the rest of you guys. Ain't got the energy, ain't got the bread, and I don't want to wake with an ache in my head. I got sweet dreams and sunrise and bright eyes instead. Got to go home now, I'm early to bed. Cha-cha and Charleston, shimmy and shake with the best. Used to turkey trot and tango, merengue and mambo, but now I need my rest. So it's early to bed, early to rise. I can't hang out with the rest of you guys. Ain't got the energy, ain't got the bread. And I don't want to wake with an ache in my head. I got sweet dreams and sunrise and bright eyes instead. Got to go home now. Gonna disconnect the phone now. I won't be alone now. I'm early to bed.
Well, we turn to Richard Rodney Bennett's film scores. This is a score that's much beloved to Yanks, a John Schlesinger movie, and it allowed Bennett, who is British, to deal with England during the Second World War and weave in some pop songs of the period. But here is a beautiful love theme from Yanks, and then we'll hear it set to lyrics sung by Ronnie White and a song called I Watch You Sleep. Music, Richard Rodney Bennett.
I watch you sleep and wonder where you've gone. Where do your dreams fly? Am I there? I breathe your hair and hold you in my arms. Though you're beside me, you're far away. Why don't you stay? I need to know your love. Is there a way to make you show your love belongs to me? You smile in your sleep. Am I the theme of the joy you dream of? Or have I made another sad mistake? Till I watch you wake, I'll watch you
was Richard Rodney Bennett's beautiful theme from Yanks, sung by Ronnie White. And we will conclude with what is, for me, one of the most amazing themes ever composed for a movie, Murder on the Orient Express, Sidney Lumet's great, great, great pick, all-star picture about Hercule Poirot. I can only say that this summer I traveled through the Alps in a train, and I played this over and over, and it seemed absolutely appropriate. So thank you for joining our four composers, all B's, but A plus in my book. Here is Richard Rodney Bennett's theme to Murder on the Orient Express.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing.